it's kind of the question. The Ramban asked against the Balamor, but you have two walls. So as I put it in my shiur yesterday, Dalmirah, maybe it doesn't exist. In other words, you have this whole picture, right? Once you have this and I have this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, should be good. Right? So you have over here. It's Ramban's kasha. So forget this and forget this and forget everything down south of here. Forget about it all. You have two walls, right? This is this wall. This is this wall. Imagine you made these walls first. So right now it's a Rosh Hashanah called the Rabbi Yehuda. Now you added. You added two things, you knocked them out. You added more things, you knocked them out. Because these two things are still here. So I still don't understand how you argue with that. But I was convinced this morning I just have to bite the bullet and say that the Balamor and the Mitzvah say no. You don't, for somebody, you don't say Dalmi Hoch. If they're coming this way, they're just knocking everything out, there's nothing there. Have it your way. I don't understand why it should be so. After all, we spent so much time on it, let's just give up and go right. Okay, so I just wanted to come to the bottom line of that discussion from yesterday with Siyata Deshmaya. Okay, so now, the end of the shiur yesterday, we were explaining, I guess we should go back since we started in my little safer over here. Am I on here somewhere?
I
don't know how to do it. I thought you did it already. It's easy to follow. But, that's what I want to point out to you. But the yesod is that the Chazon Ish wrote in a letter to Rav Kochinsky, which was printed in Shlom Yehuda, that he has to make sure to prove that appearance of yes and the yud is the rabbonim. Is that totally hilchos or rapsa v'shapsa? Okay. Now the question becomes: wait a minute. The Chazon Ish is the one who paskins like the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda. So once you pass like the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda, that says that if you have shame down the mechitzas, no one meruba b'kav v'chaymer. But once you have about the mechitzta, so who cares? Who cares that the Pirtz Yas and Yehuda is the Raisa and the Pirtz and the Rabbanan? It should be irrelevant. So let me go back. I showed this on the screen yesterday. We just Chazon. Again, I keep forgetting the page numbers. Let's play around a little bit. Let's try this. 242. Why is it so? Try to make it before. Now, this is what I wrote over here. Chazon Ish holds that Omen Meruba Mahani, why? Ki Nidon HaParetz Kinista. Rabbi Mevatim Kol HaMechitza, why? Ki Yevshel Letzarev Shnei Chalokov Mishnei Tzodei HaPiritza. V'lochein, watch what it says. Im Piritza Yesem Yesem Poselos Medaraisa Havi Rishu Sarav L'Rabbonah. Why? But the Rabbanan are the ones who hold it. It's shame dal mechitzes. There's no problem. The answer is, the ain't shame dal mechitzes. There are none. Because pirtzi yas mutas d'oraisa. I pasi biros. Pasi biros alochel moshe mesina. Whatever it comes from, it's a unique thing. A unique thing. It's going to come out, Rabbosai, and this is the basic crime also run along these lines, that pasi biros is more powerful than omen rubal aparats. Yeah! That's true. Again, if you would hold that Pirsi Yasimud is the Raisa, but that's what you must say, that Pirsi Yasimud is the Rabbonon, so therefore you're home free. So therefore, if you would know Shein Dal Mechitis, Modem Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Yavim the Batlon, I the Torah of Pesach, doesn't help. If you, on the other hand, you pass the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh Yusser Rabbim, even if Pirsi Yasimud poselos the Rabbonon, why? The Harabim Mevatlim Kol HaMechitza. In other words, let's see all the other way around. Pasuk of Yehuda. And you say, the Pirus Yesniyud Apostles, the Rabbanan. That's not going to help you. Now I have to correct this. Not the Rabban. Because the Rabban, I said we made two mistakes in the Rabban, which cancel each other out. would have to be redrafted. Okay. So meanwhile, there are no three mechitzas. Fine. So the Chazon Ish is making at the end because he holds them both kulas. Pass like Rabbanon, number one, and he passed Pirtzi as Yudas Rabbanon. So you're home free. I want to explain to you why you need both. And then I started reading a letter yesterday from one of my people, members of the Kol in Riverdale. Not the first letter. The first letter we took already last week. There's a second letter where he says exactly this. Comment the same thing. But then he goes on to criticize, and I think he may be correct, something which I wrote about the Mishkan Es Yaakov. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov, remember, is on the other side of all these issues. Okay? But I may have misread a certain line of Mishkan Es Yaakov. I have to admit, if you're not correct, let's see if I can find the right. It takes a long space to go on. Mishkan Es Yaakov. Right. I'm going to give you the quotation, the citation, which I interpreted a particular way. And this letter, this Rav, wants to interpret exactly the same way as me. And then he backs out for reasons which we'll see in a moment. A long moment. Okay. Zelashon Mishkan Es Yaakov. Aval Iker Devarai Bezet. Levare, the Akoponin, the Rabbon, and Yeshir, the Pirsa, the Choshiot, the Yud Gimel Amma, possibly Ross, maybe Bol Yud, Shame, Pirsa, all of, Lo Mikri Pesa, Ubat Lo Mechitis. In other words, what's he saying? Pirsa, yes, and the Yud is the Raisa. That's exactly the Mishkan Es Yaakov's point. Against whom? His brother. As he explained, if you show on the screen, his brother. It's all Haba time. I want to repeat yesterday's shit completely. But the Karanora that we had on the screen yesterday says Klar Mamash against his brother. He says Pirtzi Yasim Yudas de Rabbanon. And for this reason he says that even Rabbi Yudas Moideh that if it's Omen Maruba L'Rosi Rabbah M'mavat L'mechitzdo. Because what does that mean? Because they hold it only breaks it B'mkarma, which is we said is really the Ramban. So good. So where the Rabbah go, it's garnished. So it's garnished. The Pirtzi Yasim Yud is on the Rabbanon. Pirtzi Yasim is on the Rabbanon. It has to go together. That was the breakthrough from yesterday. It has to go together. I saw it in the Karanora. Just clicked. Karanora says Pshat in the Ramban, who we call the regular Pshat, the Gaon Yaakov, Rabbi Yoshev, that if it's Omer Rabbah Lepor, it's the Rabbanon and Elo Ein Rabbah Mevat Lemechitzas. And the Pshat is very simple because they are Mevat Lemkomo. Right? There's no need to extend it. Only by Pasir Ross you have to extend it. Omer Rabbah works Betoras Omed, not Betoras Rubo Kakula, Betoras Rubo. And therefore, there's no need to extend it. And therefore, if the Pirtzi Yasim Yud is the Rabbanim, which Karanora says, nothing on the rice level, nothing, it can't go bad. It can't be bad. Rabbi Yud has to be, it's going to be good. This is what we spoke about yesterday. But of course, his brother, Baal Mishkan Es Yaakov, says, Fakert, Pirtzi Yasim Yud is the rice. We got to lay out what the source is on this. Av shetikin appears to the source of Pesach, the other Bikri Pesach. Zemar the Rabbanan gufayu. Sure, for the Rabbanan it works. Because they hold, she's a rabbi ma'arbi b'shem dal mechitzes. For the osi rabbi ma'avat le'mechitza. Whoa. What do you mean, shem dal mechitzes? Kind of shem dal mechitzes? It was broken up. No. Rabbanan hold. That's called, the way he learns, it's called Sheim Dal Mechitzis, notwithstanding the fact that there's a Pirtzi Yasim Yud Darais. It's still called Sheim Dal Mechitzis, like Pasi Biros. But Rifa Rosh Dal Shekostu. Stop. Dushus Arab Loma Arba Rak with losses. Right? Al Kosar Loma, the Kol Shekonim Atikun Sheim Rishus Arab Molo, Shuvei Ma'arvin, also Baturus Apesach, Kiim with losses Nulos. The call Rishus Rabbah B'chal Devrei. Then he adds, "Very Kodem Tikuno Mik Rishus Rabbah Av Sheyesh Bo Shem Dal Mechitzes, But Lo Mechitzes Mipnei HaPirtzes." The Mechitza But is a Pirtza Rabbah Sain of Yasim Yud. Ain Shem Pesach Aleim Kol Sheyesh Reb Yosef Yerachim Pesach Rosh Al Kolponim 13:10. Valzet Tarachti Lahavi Rayas Yushalmi Raposkim. Bakaponim biyot menatori ashir the pirates should devat la machitzas. And Mishalayim, tada. And therefore, Shem Mishal Tiram after Rabbonin. I Rabbonin hold! Lawas Yerabim bevat la machitza. Doesn't matter. Lamitam bekiris Yerabim. Rak mitam pirtsa. I can fix the pirtsa as a pesach. That all works according to the Rabbonin. Yeah. Naladidan. Because he passed like a Yehuda. Woo. So I understood it to me, as I will show you in a moment. Vilashona nira. The afim kaimalan krab yuda, the osha bevala mechitza. Adai and hutstrach lohavi rias, the pirtias in yud posalas midoraisa. Kide les or aerim shlem midoraisa. I asked the kasha. Tzorachi. In rabba bevala mechitza, name osha bevala osha midoraisa. Avsha pirtias in yasa posalas midorabonim. Shen rabba bevala. What's the connection? Just say, you have rabba that killed the whole mechitza. Ah, so what did I answer? I thought it was a brilliant answer. I thought. He holds the only mevatel there. A whole chakira. Where the mevatel? When Rabbi comes through, are they mevatel the whole thing? Smithereens, blown up? Or the mevatel only in that spot? So I thought I had a brilliant shot over here. The Rabbi mevatel in mechitzas rak v'mokim b'kiyosa. Aval achelim in mechitzas she'en rabbi mokim darko and it's mevatel klal. So apparently, yes, if you is also the Rabbanon, even the Rabbi Mevatel, the Mechitzas is called the Rabbi Yehuda, yeah. Mikol Makom, Kemish, and Nisha, and Omen, Merubah, Laporis, and the Chomas, and Binyan, and Yair, etc. And I'm Bokim Shom, Shabbat, Mahanam, and Rixen, the Reis, and Lachem, Torach, and Mishnah, and Yaakov, and Lachiach, the Pirates, yes, and yes, and for sales with the Reis, in the Tzarev, in Zem, she does Rabbi Yehuda, also Rabbi Mechitzas, Nib, Sadar, Shlod, Shlom, Gemurah, and Bokim, Shnek, and Pirates, and Bebeza, Ruchas, Got me assured that Pesach among our peers, Sharabim Bokim, Shom. So, Pasach of Yehuda, Prince of the Raisa, Petzir of Shneem, Yesh Lesser, Arm Shom, the Raisa, Yolak the Rabbanon, so it's a Pesach is going to work, even though without it's going to be a Psul the Raisa, it's a Yes of Yud. And who holds that way? The Shlom Yehuda. The Shlom Yehuda is a split between the two giants. He wants to argue the Chazanish, Prince Yasmin is the Raisa. But he passed like a Rabbanon. So what do you do? Make it to us a Pesach. That's the Shlom Yehuda Shita. Make it to us a Pesach. Slow. Ah, you make it to us a Pesach. Yeah, because Rabbanon Shita. Fine. I said, the Chazanish said, no good. Because even if you have a purity yes in the Yud, would be what? Would be the Oraisa. You don't have shame. Dalad mechitzas. So to be a really pasuk rabbanon, but the Shlom Yehuda and the Mishnas Yaakov say no. Even if there's a pirtz of yes and yud, it's still called shem dalad mechitzas. That you know what you don't in Shas you can't find that. Pasuk Ros are shem dalad mechitzas, right? What about omen merubah? That's not in Shas. Chazon Ish to say no has no shem dalad mechitzas, and the others Shlom Yehuda and the Mishnas Yaakov say yes. It's another shayla, interesting shayla. The chen appears to yes and yes and possesses with the rabbanon. Kol she'omim merubah al haporos, mani mechitza with the raisa, af hafish yavim bokam b'mir haporos. We went out to it as a pesah. Kol she'omim bokam b'mir haporos. That's what I wrote. Comes along, my beautiful tshuva writer says, you know, this could be pshah. He said the pshah on his own. And he writes, afterwards he saw that I said the pshah. That's the name. The chen reisi, am I safer? And he has daiti nira, no, it's wrong. What means wrong? That Rekwanta of Yehuda called the Rabin Bokim Tocha Hekev, Nispatlo Amechitzis, Afilu in Bokim Derech Pesach. In other words, it's yesterday's Shir. It's Thursday Shir also. We saw, maybe even Wednesday, we saw an Avchav Bezim and Beis. You have the case of a boar at the end of a mavui, and they're sneaking through according to us in the three tefach range. Or Rashi on that Chavez and Mebe says, a pesach eser or less. In those cases, Rashi and Tos seem to say, Osi Rabbim Mavale Mechista, Kuant Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Why? Granted that we're in that spot, there is nothing. But the entire hole is 10 amos or less. The answer is, blows up the smithereens against the note of Yudah we saw yesterday in Chuma Me'ava. Against. So he's going to say, what do you mean? The Mishnah Yaakov held like this outlier Shita somewhere in episode of Noda Behuda against the whole world, against Rashi, Tosis, Ritva, Balamor, everybody. So yesterday we said, excuse me, that's the Ramban Shita. Now don't believe it, what you wrote, what you see on the screen. The Ramban Shita. Ramban Shita is, it only breaks it up in Komo. So in Pase Biroz, where it only works with your drawing down imaginary lines, your toast. But in Omei Berubah, I said it works for Taurus Omei. Not Batoris Ruba Kukula, Batoris Omei. So it's going to work. So the pshat that he rejects, I think it's a very viable pshat based on the Ramban, based on the Noda Behuda he bases it on. And we had one other source. Who? Yesterday, I thought it was somebody else. Karen Ora. Of course, the Karen Ora. Seems to hold that way, that he all quoted this letter. Yeah?
Even if you hold purely yes and yes with the Ramban, but still doesn't Noda Behuda hold that Asi Rabban and Ramban go to Rissa Pesach?
Okay.
So then the Mishnah of Yaakov doesn't have to come on to both solutions. Can he say, Kirzi Yasam Yasser is Derabanan, it's still your problem. It's a Derabanan problem that you can't fix.
Maybe.
I think that's what he says above. He says,
maybe.
That's what we would do.
But he's saying even better than that. It's a Deraisa problem. He's going to beat you, outdo you. Deraisa problem. I said, what do you have to Tarachti? Here's the answer, gentlemen. And I think he's right, based on earlier citation of Mishnah Yaakov. I want to be say that I believe that this letter is going to show the letter later on. Let's open up, gentlemen, please, to the Gemara. Start the Gemara. The Gemara. Says the Helega Gemara after going to the Mishnah. Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Betavayo, Kanol Yachak, Kol Moshav Mechitzis. Kanu Sviulei. Ba'omer Abba, Ba'vachanan, Rav Yochanan, Yushlaim, Moldas, Tonus Laila. Chayim Lemishim, Rishus, Rabbi. Lekavalo Sviulei. Good. Now, we hold like the Chachamim. That's the claim is made according by the Helega Beis Ephraim. And the truth is, we had riots to it, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos is explicitly, I'm pretty sure it's here. Let's take a look. You have Pirush Mishnayos here? You have in the back somewhere, every Gemara is in the back, different place. Here, it's right before the Riff, in the new, beautiful Gemara's. Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam. He quotes this Mishnah. Hold on. Here we go. Ain aloch Rabbi Yehuda showing beferish, black and white, and the Rambam usually follows the Riff. So presumably he learned the Riff that way. There's only one problem: the Riff. Let's now turn to the Riff, because we're starting the Riff. The Riff is already our the focal point now. What did the Riff hold? The Riff is a big man, and the Rush quotes the Riff verbatim all over the place. So the Riff and the Rush, what do they hold? That's very important to know. Says the Holy Beis Ephraim, Havali hold the Chachamim. How do you know? They quoted the Mishnah on Chavez Amanav Kitzur Rasa. Rabbi Yehuda omits in the Dapei Arif, either Vav Aman Aleph or Tetzvav Zayin here. Im Hoysa Derech Mishnah 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 Stop! Full stop! Not another word over here. Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim Frek the Halag of Mishkan is Yaakov. What are you talking about? Go back to the first parent. Look what the Riff wrote over there. What the Riff say over here, Abosai, again, this is on page either Beis of an Aleph or Dalet in the new Gemaras. Says the Riff, look very carefully inside. Says the Riff. Bahani Milim Vosav and Falash Shusarab, who the Saga Libetsuas of Pesach Mikan Lechakor Mikan. Abba Shusarab and Gufa, Lo Ma'ar Velebet Losses Mikan and Mikan, who is in the Nolos Balayla. I'm a foolish Riff. He passed like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan going presumably going to Rabbi Yehuda. Sure, he had the story. Says the base of Pharaoh in a chap. He didn't come on to the chap, which the Chazadish said. That's a silik mechitzis. So Yerushalayim has only two walls. That solves the whole problem directly. But assuming there are four walls in Yerushalayim, says the Beis Ephraim, the Rif only quoted this Gemara not to teach you in the instant case, as we call it for Harvard lawyers, the instant case that we're talking about this particular situation of Yerushalayim. No. Yerushalayim is shamed al mechitzis, is not a problem. He quoted this to teach you that if you have a case of Shnei Mechitzis, where we Rabbanan agree, then it'll be Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. Says the Mishnah, that's a big dochak. He's quoting a case where there are four Mechitzis to teach about two Mechitzis. And he never even quoted the Gemara. He never even quoted the Gemara anywhere in the Rif, anywhere. Kan Sheesh Shem Dalat, Sham Sheesh Ein Shem Dalat. Says the Beis Ephraim, he didn't have to quote the Gemara. He has Stam Mishnah Keturasa. So you'll figure it out on your own. You have a Mishnah, you have this, and contradict each other. The answer must be Shem Dalat Mechitzis. That's the argument back and forth. So it's that in that context, the Mishnah Zakim is saying all that he's saying. What do you mean? Beis Ephraim, what do you mean? The Rif and the Rosh, they quote this Gemara over here. And you mean to tell me, as only referring to a case of Shtei Mechitzes. Come on. You must be joking. But all right, maybe it's really true. We'll see, he has a very good right his side. We'll see in a minute. Also, Beis Ephraim does. So it's like this. If you hold that period to yes in the yud, is the Rabbanon. So in any given case of Omen Meruba, it's not going to be Rishus HaRabim. Then I can understand. I can bedoch and understand what the Beis Ephraim is saying. Although it says it's Tam Rishus HaRabim. But since most cases is Omen Meruba ala parts, and it's not a problem, so you can say, okay. So it's limited to a case of Shtei Mechitzis. But if you hold Tarachti, that evidence Omen Meruba ala parts would appear to Yasim Yud, that's also Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa. So now, how are you going to tell me that that case is completely omitted in the Rif and is only alluded to by reference somehow or other? It's a detailed argument. If you look in the other, I don't have time to go into it now, if you look in the Mishnah Yaakov and a few other places, I believe that's a more correct reading than mine. I'm not saying mine is impossible. This is a more correct reading than mine. In which case, it's only a technical fight over here to prove that Pirsi Yes and Miyud is Daraisa to win a technical battle of whether it's plausible to say that the Rif said it's Stam, he means only with Shnei Mechitzis. But as far as the Din is concerned, it wouldn't make a difference. As you said before a minute ago, even if Pirsi Yes and Miyud is Rabbanan, the Din would remain the same. You would still say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, oh, so you're out of about the Mechitzis and it's all blown up. That's what's being suggested. And I have to, and why is it so important? Because I have to say, I have to go to Lemus. I wanted to slug up the whole Mishnah Yaakov Mineyube. I even printed after it's Mechila 100 times, because I think my shot is incorrect. And if my cash is no cash, so watch this. You always have to ask Mechila. Always. As a matter of fact, in the Shlom Yehuda, he is given Musa by the Chazon Ish, because he said about one of the Gedolim Mishnah Yaakov, he's from Ta, use the word Ta. So he gives a Musa. It's a private letter. You can't use the word Torah about these people. You just can't say that. They're too great for us. You can argue. Don't use the word you made a mistake. It's too strong. So I didn't use that word, Baruch Hashem. But I used a stronger word in some way. And I have to ask Mechil. The Mishnah Heilig of Mishnah Yaakov. Watch this. The Tosfos HaRosh Yizayin Beis Kosav Vezeh Lashon. It's on your Makoros. V'hod the pirutz of yes and the yud o seres kol hahekef afilu hu yod l'harbe midrabanan havi u'mikvaher amotzi l'oron tos harosh shemikan raya berura l'shidas abeis Ephraim v'chazanish neged ha-mishkan es Yaakov. There was a big Talmud Chacham. There is a big Talmud Chacham named Rabbi Ariel Buchwald. You may know him from his rivalry at Balei HaNefesh. If you've learned neither in the last 15 years, I don't know how many years. It's a beautiful Bible. Before there was the past, when the Rabbi Kapach came, they were beautiful. That's when I grew up. Rabbi Kapach was a beautiful edition. Because the Rabbi had many different editions. He changed. He was a moving target. The Balamor complained. I write a kash against the Rabbi, but he changed the text. I look like an idiot. The moving target. Kids say, yeah, the first edition, the second edition. It was great. But this Rabbi Buchwald went even better than that. He had much more. He wrote a sefer called Kiryas Ariel. His first name was Ariel. And he claims you cannot derive from this Rosh anything. And I can't go into the claim right now. But he printed a letter from his Rebbe. His main Rebbe is Rav Shmuel, or Rav Shalita. Who wrote, I'm sorry, Rabbi Ariel, you're wrong. Take the Rosh at face value. Pirtzi Yesem Yud is only the Rabbanon. I'm not going into the details right now. Fine. And I mentioned this morning that the Kiryas Ariel is a very big machmir Truman. It also is about Truman. This comes in Derech Agav. And there's a sefer called the Machne Yisrael, a thin red sefer, by the same author that I knew about at least 13 years and a half years ago. 13 years ago plus, when I was 13, I had a bar mitzvah situation, where he wrote against the Kiryas Ariel. And they're both saying Pshat and the Chazon Ish. But Truman, we're not learning Truman right now. That's why I knew when I saw this name, I said, ooh, I remember that name, Dmitrovsky, and I jumped, let me get out of the library. The background. Ulechora, I wrote Ulechora. Lefiza Nistar, it's a hard word to use. Call Perish and Mishkanus Yaakov, he's a rush for Rivsh, we might think a rush. Mishkanus Yaakov, Atzmo Kosav. The impurity, I see in the Yod, Posel, the Rabbonim. Afal Pishir, I'm about to, Mechitz, the Rabbi Yud, the Bebokam, Bekiyos. Shabbat mechitzim adaraisa the old man shen rabim bokim bo meruba la parutz b'chein torach lo chiyach li pritzias v'yudet v'ol zaraisa kanal u'me'at ha'shen izgala shalifi ha'rosh pritzim v'yudet rabonat tzorach yin gadol lama tzorach losis nulis v'sholayim v'alo yesh dal mechitzim v'meruba. So I use the word l'chayra, thankfully I said the word l'chayra, but I use the word nistar, that's a strong word. But that's how I understood. If my pshat in Mishnah was right, then it was right. Now, how many years later? This is, I want to tell you, this is originally written 22 years ago. When we learned Marashat, Kalkol Marashat, Tavshin Nun Beis, with Allah Mini Gedolim, Rabbi Simon, and Allah Mini Gedolim were there. You got Rabbi Sabalovsky, oh, the Gedolim Olim were all there. The heyday. The kids and Imrits. So I thought I was right for 20 years. So I got this letter 2 years ago. I said, 2 years ago, I just looked quickly. I couldn't really evaluate. Now, for the first letter I got, we answered it. I read you the letter yesterday. The second letter, I already said, I mentioned the Shabbos and Shul, and then Parshas Bamidbar. I think that this other person is right, and that I'm probably not right. Although, in his own letter, he says that according to the Nodim Yudah, I'm right, and the Karen Orah, I'm right. It's not as if I'm wrong completely, but the reader of the Mishnah Siakal, I probably made a mistake. Okay. You have to admit to mistakes. Probably. I don't want to say the 100%, but I'm probably wrong. Even though I thought it was right, but I'm probably wrong. Okay, you look at it, you see in the previous paragraphs, in the previous tshuva he has about. This should I wrote down in the Maram HaKormis. I don't want to look up the exact pages. Did I write it down? Hold on. Yes. Reish Simon Kufchav Aleph Dermasel Klola. And I'll call upon him. Ubifrat shekvar ochachti. You get that impression that the Beis Ephraim's pshat won't work. And also, Simon Kufchav Beis, the Ramaskal Vi'ata, where it says, Kavanosu, Gamal Rishasaram, Kazu, Vechule. Those two paragraphs give me the impression that I was, my pshat was wrong. And they didn't mean to say it Alpi Din. They just meant to say it in terms of his technical fight with the Beis Ephraim. Fine. Fine. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. So now, Rabosai, I'm going to come to with another fascinating thing. This is fascinating. And unfortunately, it has to do with today's Maram HaKomos, which never came out because I couldn't find. So, I'll come out tomorrow. But, Mr. Shalak, I'll try to give it to you somewhere. But I assume you've finished with these Maram HaKomos? It took a couple of weeks. Not finishing? People still working on it?
I think we use
it. Okay. So, somewhere in this, I'll give it to you now. At your convenience, you know. If you want to email it to my house,
okay. I learned downstairs this morning. I apologize.
Oh, I didn't see you. Oh, I looked downstairs a little bit. I'm sorry. My bad, as they say. If you email it, I'll tell you whether I'm incorrect. What I should really do, I should really make a copy after the shiur. I'll make a copy in this way. The email it to me, I'll be able to compare it. In case any questions, call me later tonight this evening. My handwriting is not... won't come into my hand. Okay. Rabbosai, many, many, many pages later in this sefer, there's a discussion of the Gemara. And the Gemara is on the Vavim and Aleph Masechta Erevin. There it says as follows. Again, I catch you a little bit off guard for those who didn't, obviously, didn't learn the sukkahs yet. The Gemara on the Vavim and Aleph has a phrase. What's the phrase? A phrase which sounds very familiar to us. The question is, what does it really mean? On the Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says, 10 lines up, the Kobaki Bo Rabin. Whoa. What does that sound like to us, gentlemen? Osi Rabin, right? Sounds the same thing. I'm going to claim to you that the Ritva holds that way. The Ritva holds it is in fact the same thing. Where is it? Find the Ritva. My read of the Ritva is a Chiddush, because there are many who don't read it this way. Baki Barabim. Watch this. Fakem and Shekane. This is Baki Barabim. Dinu. Dafilu be'eser. 10 or less. Yechoshev kipilush. Ashen came Mavish Nivers Mitzida lo Baki Barabim. Lechoshu be'eser lo poros lo chashiva le pirzav lo pilush el kilu sasum. Rabosai. How do you read this with what? I understand the Ritva to mean, as you said, Baki Barabim is Osi Rabim. It's in effect the same thing. The same thing. That's how I read it. I said, who's going through here already? The terrace is, Ritva denies Shishim Ribo. So the Mela, people going through. So you have a Mavui, and it's not what the Rav called a blind alley, completely sasum. But there's an opening on the side. People are going through it. So they're mevatel the mechitzas. And the mevatel the mechitzas, they're going through. Mimela the lechi and the kor are not going to work on the opening. That's how I read it. It's a simple, very simple way to read it. That's how I read it. Now, why am I saying this as my read? Because it's a very famous piece from the Briskerov that's found in Masechta Bechoros Daf Yizayin. Those can look it up in the Chiddush of the Briskerov. He starts with a Gemara on Daf Hayam and Beis. Also, that is on the Makoros. I'll read you a little bit. It says, "Mavu is Shiva by the tenth line, Nita ba'omim meruba laparos the kavachom nechatz. Umachoser she'ena niteres b'lechi v'korah, niteres ba'omim meruba laparos. Mavu is Shnita b'lechi v'korah, in addition to ba'omim meruba laparos. Frek the Briskerov, who needs a kavachomer? Omim meruba laparos always works." So before she went up to Zalman Bey, the Mishnah, we need Kavachoma for. It always works. So the Brisker Rav, no. There's a new Brisk is in. Zetman Fundan, Rabosai. Zetman Fundan. That this new din, it's called a Mavoi Sasum. Has to be completely Sasum. Completely Sasum. And therefore, completely sasum is knocked out by the kabaki barabim. Even if that's not, come on, if you, that's a small rabbim, it's not enough to be, say, os rabbim vat lemachitza at the level of doraisa. Forget about it. Or even the darabon, as you said before. No. It's a new bazunder din, a brisker din, a special din, and a small group even is enough to, this kind of rabbim, is enough to knock out the status of mavui sasum. What's his raya? You need mavui. That it's special to the sasum. What's the dinner, Rabbosai? Porot ke'omeid. Asuga daf tezavim beis. Mamash exactly, 50-50. Itma Porotsky Omeid, Rav Papa Oma Mutter, Rama Paskas Mutter. But when it comes to Mavi Sosu, me Paskins, Osir, how can that be? How can he pass me more mach when it comes to Mavi Sosu than he is with respect to Mechitzas Daraisa? The answer is, on the level of the Rabbanon, there's a new din of Mavi Sosu, and you need more than you need for a regular Mechitza. That's what you need in the Kavach Haiman. That's the Brisker of Shtikl Torah. So what happens according to the Brisker of Shtikl Torah? It's like this. Omen Meruba Rabosai works, Vidin Rov. And I want to use the Brisker of as an ally in my ongoing attempt to buttress the opinion which we attribute to the Ramban and the Karanora and the Nodi Behuda. Omen Meruba is Vidin Rov. Nidoni Ruba Kakula. Only by Mavoi, which is Nita Balechi Vikora, they need a Mavoi Sasun. There, as the Ramban said by Pasuk Biros, the lines have to draw imaginary lines. And there, a Bekiyas Rabim would passel. But otherwise not. The Brisker of Shita is a confirmation of what I've been saying, Pshat, and the Ramban, and the Keranora, and the Noda Biyuda. However, the Ritva, who disagrees, seems to say Pshat, I have on the screen, nothing special over here. It's a regular book. It's a Bekri Barab. It's a regular din of Osi Rabin Umavatli Mechitzta. It's a regular din. It's nothing new. There's nothing new. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is this rise from the Rambam?
Right. Poros Komen is Mutter except for the Mavi Sosa. I think so.
Fourth side?
I think so.
But there is both time on the third side.
No, I understand that. I understand that.
Then why is it again?
No. The Biskarav is hanging his sod. How do we get on the screen? You have the Biskarav on the screen? I don't believe it. So, you look it up, it's Bechoros Yud Zayin. I mean, I make reference to it over here. The kids are, when I wrote, that'll help you a little bit. Chidisha agrees.
I think they have it in
Bari Lai. Bari agrees. Unbelievable. Let me read you the kitzur. Then it's my version. I want to see it. Geder adinu demina mavi sosa. L'chein the Rambam peregrin alachaval matshich omer merubo l'dai beparts of chidus and regila al pizeh pirish din baki berabim mechitza pirtz adalit the bezeh enam mavi sosa umei agmora hamid beiz mucha din sosa nema gam she enam nitam lechi v'kora. That's a different story. Okay. And I wanted to say, why did Sosom? The Mabu Kilu had the Pisra Balechi Vikora, She'en Dinam Kemachitza Gemura, Gemara Shabbos Kuflamid, etc. Mabu Eino Dal Mechitzis. And now the Nezah says the Gemara Yudalf Mabez, Beisil is enough to have three Mechitzis. Mabu have Lechi Vikora, supposed to be Shama, you see it's not really Mechitza. So the Dina Chotzer requires Dal Mechitzis, and Bavi requires three Mechitzis. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer has a whole complicated shadow about Chotzer Mavoi. Visvari Eshloma, Ein Tzorech Mavi Sosim Ela Benita Balechi. Oz it's Shrichu Gimel Mechitzis Gemurus. Ag Mavi Sosim Nita Begimel Mechitzis, Balechi Ena Mechitzis Linyan Zeh. It's on Meruba, Bepisco, perhaps it would be somewhat different. Let's go to the Brisker Rav. Let's go right back to the sponsor. I go this way? Pillay ploy mash. It's not even printed. Parts. This. On the right page?
I
guess what it's on. That's not your sign?
It's there. Up
below. Oh. Oh, okay. Let's see what it says. Machta machza karov. Okay. This is a quotation. Therefore, it works even if Eav shall the same. So, Rachin, what are you asking? Akasha? Ktoruba, the Mandaba, they must have opened the boss of all maker parts. Hainu, what? Halacha never lot tippets Ruba. So, Machza Machza is awesome. He wants to say, where's the piece of paper? Oh, I'm not finding the prayer about the mother. What is this? Maybe it's here. Oh, watch this. The Rambam, I found it. It took me a while. If you're together, okay? Rambam, the Shabbos, Lohevi had Lechi Davidal. Dal Ramis, Lamahani. Kol Shu Omen Meruba Laporitz is Mechitz. Wait a minute. Omen Meruba? Why Omen Meruba? And otherwise, he said it's enough to have what? It's enough to have Omen Kipparitz, even. More Hairman of Hay. Here we get to our topics. Hairman Hayamid Beis. Omen Meruba Laporitz Kavachon Mechitz. Sarachim. My tzar on the kavachom when we roll the poros. Hello, less man the polar gomer ruba loyal. No one says that way. But you sowed chadosh. You know what the briskers say? That you sowed, which answered all the kashas. The memavi less lumishem achisar mechitza asin and alein. The bemes lochosa klav mechitza saf midrabonim. And the memavi bin a mavui sosum. Linyan het the tiltel. Yalfina mikavachom and mechatz. The bechosa meruba mani the choshek mavui sosum. Af man dama omer the kapara saga de mechitza, stimus mavu lava de mechitza the chura chasin and alavinon, shibavis kula sasum, takab omer rula pros, tukum sasum mavi, I call that tirits more nagrach. Nagrach. So the question is, what's the Gemara kavach omer? Rabin bokimbo, hine, af tavi akol ponim omer rula pros, maich paslam and bekol barabim. So there it is. It's all in front of you. This is not, well, under Ritva. Under Ritva, it's nothing new. Baki Rabbim, as you said yourself, that's also Rabbim about the Mechitza, the general rule. But it all depends upon this Nakuda, whether you have to say Ruba Kekulo, or it's enough to say, Rove Batoris Rove. It's alluded to a little bit over here as well. I'm not sure if I say exactly the same as he heard, not the same as he heard. But that's what I wanted to suggest. One more time. That if you hold like the brisker rubs you sowed, that it's not sussle. Because the brisker rubs, it says like the Ramban. All it does, it kills the mechitza in that one spot. The one spot's four tzvachim, it's garnished. Yeah, but it's not sasa. But the Ritva l'shita so, he learns, when the Rambam came in, they kill the whole mechitza. So he learns back in the Rambam, it's Asi Rambam, it's the same thing. They go through the four tzvachim to kill the whole mechitza. So there aren't three mechitzas with the lechim kor in the front, it's only two mechitzas. That mechitza's dead. That's what I wanted to suggest. The machlokes is between the Ritva, as I read it, and the brisker rub, as I read it, the fighting is a brand new din. Bovli sosa, a brisker din. First of all, it didn't sound any brisk. It didn't sound like it came from brisk. It came from Spain. So yeah, he's learning, trying to think about kipshuto. Right? Kipshuto. And the shita so, that you can have a osti rab. Me, baki rab is the same thing. It's even though it's a small crowd, it's good enough, and it kills the entire wall. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Fine. So the Ritva holds that Omen Meruba. We said it, we saw in the Ritva. It's as if it's Sasum. Didn't we just read that a second ago? Where's the Ritva? Do we have it? Is it? I press it, I'll get it. I won't get it automatically. Wait. Did we ever see the Ritva? Oh, it's here in front. Oh, it's here. So we had it on this thing. The Ritva in that Vav and Aleph was on the screen. So where?
The violin.
The violin tab. This one.
Browse.
Oh, browse. Svei them and browse. It's brisk. Oh, thank you. I know what you just did. Okay. Shkoyach. Okay. He seemed to say. Oh, Boki Barabin. Here it is. Elak Iluhu Sasu. That the Ritva learns Pshat and Omen Ruhal Aparat, Kiluhu Sasu. That's what the Ritva himself says in Chav Beis, Matmil Kol HaMechitzis. There's nothing left. So you can learn Pshat this Gemara, as you said, Osi Rab, a standard trick. No, but if you learn the Ramban Shita, that Omen Ruhal works, not, you don't have to that, draw imaginary lines. Just tell me Ruhal, toss Ruhal, that Ruhal Kukula. Memela, that can't be Pshat in Davav, you have to have the Brisker Rav's Pshat. That's what I wanted to suggest. Now I'm going to tell you something which is mind-boggling. Once we're in Ritvos, let's just see the Ritva. Where did that come from? Yeah, the Vav, let's see the Ritva Chav Beis. Number of amazing Ritvos, I started looking through the Ritva, amazing. We'll start with Amon Aleph. Watch this. Kano, let's read slowly. Rabosai, the Ritva, every word is gold. Kano de Akosha Mechitis, Pirish. Larmina de Osirabim and Mavatle Mechitzta. Fine? Akshina Kano Sirle, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Yushalayim. Dalasanos Valayla, Dina Kestima Gamura, Mishkitza Shleva, Kilu Yesh Tank Tadala Mechitis. Sofan Ladarim. The Ritva learned they only went one way through Yerushalayim. When I did the I looked up the history books, they all said they only went one way. They said they went one way, but the opposite of him. They went north-south, from Shar Ashbo to Shar Shechem, we'll call it now, in today's Sprach. All the way they didn't go because the Beis HaMikdash was there. He has it backwards. But okay, I don't want to get involved with the archaeology with the Ritva. The Tzafim, the Dorom, Yesh Mechitza, the Mizuch, Ma'av, Pesuchim, Tzlosses. The Molei Kein, the Yish Chayam, Allah, Mishim, Shus, Arabim, Pirish, Mavos, Yishalayim, Din, Mishim, Arabim, Yesh Lehem. Islu Yudva Vavarocha Vuderach Shishim Riba. Ooh, I thought you didn't like Shishim Riba. Sheiruchlas Kolamimi. Vechain, Derachem, Fuloshin, Mechuvon, and Zuba Mizrach, Zuba Marav, Zuba Tav, and Zuba Dorim. Shadinish is Rabbi Boz and Fuloshin, Fierce Rashizal. Khan, who we must have a Shabbos. The Komako, Shamin and Aliba, the Rabbi Yochanan. The loss is not going to seal Shalami, the Nishis Rabbi, Holavachi, Yesh, Nishis Rabbi. Afal pi shesh mizrach v'mar psoch and gemurim lo chashiv estima osi amal mechitzta pirish lo shiyuvat lo mechitzta shleim ashal tzavim v'dorav du ha'amai they're going between them that's what we started yesterday today we keep cocking with this thing between them shouldn't be a problem ha'amai that's why I still don't understand okay dalmi ha'amai dalmi ha'amai nothing ela shema pilin mechitzta shem mizrach v'mar kem shabok avem tore der ha'psochim Ki'ilu ain't shab pesalosh and gufufi, puts him in miluah. He did the whole took Tina and T dynamite, he blew up the whole machitz. Look at this, it's all gone. Floyilu, Tsuras psachal ogifu is garnished. Flosaki, the mizrach marvi shalankum, and puts him in miluah, psachal alavale, kedamor. Hanukishon, pasi biroz, shabokan rabbin bein a pasi, lost rabbin machitz. The diumdin, you can't cash of yochan of yochan. No. What did he answer? But he only said by Yerushalayim back above Tom in the head of Hederach Slula. Watch this new word, Hederach Slula Shel Nerabim Lishtamish Lavasham Tadim. The boss Mefulosh Shus Nerabim Ain Bekiyosin Tadir Slula Lahedja Abish Avokamel Omevat Bechitz the Pesachim. above it says, ta-da. Okay. So far, so good. So far, so good. Shamina Nacha. To call Shaderach Slula Vasil Lekach. And Hefresh Ben She Tezayin Apachas. For the Esmi Shalayim. To Pase Biros. Okay, so far, so good. So far, so good. So far, so good. I'm going to go on nice and slow. It's important that you keep everything in mind. Okay? One second. It says, let's just go slow. Let's read through. He says, what's the kashin of Yudah Yehuda? Rabbanan goes to the pshat. V'yod ashal karchen lo marik shu rochav tazayin ama. Why? The parish besamach the tam Rabbi Yehuda b'shem shtei mechitzes same b'shem shtei yochad deraisa. V'yevsha sheyom hakein which is Ravim shem kein b'talp Rabbi Yehuda which is Ravim deraisa mevosam b'shvuloshes. And in Perakamah the Shabbos it says in the braisa that is Rishus Rav the Gemurah. And Rabbi Yehuda have to agree. Yeah? Hikshu Atosis Tirtzu Rabbona lo kasha Shem dal mechitzis. Fine. Mikomach Rabbi Yochanan Yerushalayim Chayov Dabe Kaman. If Rabbi Yehuda Shem mechitzis Naisa Rabbona Shem dal mechitzis Pedem Pasi Viroz Kein Tzorach Loma Shabos and Rucha Shabpisri Yerushalayim Mechol Pesach Mikana Mikana Ruba Maoda Yosef Aparts. So what is Tosa's answer? The Mavuos, Shalim, the Skulum, the Fulash, the Shesi, the Yorif, the Lekash, the Mechitha, the Malyasa, Rabbi Yochan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and a Mechuva. Too crazy of an architecture. Avla Nochan, the Reomim, Rabbi Yochan, the Sabbath, Rabbi Yehuda, Bechada, Osh, Ram, Bal, Mechitha, the Sabbath, the Sabbath, this is what the Rabban suggested. How do we paskin? Like Rabbi Yochanan, because it holds, still goes like Rabbi Yochanan. So you can't go to Sarabim, Ella, She'ein derech slula sham l'rabim. Watch the words now. V'yesh le'maver acher. There are two ways to go. There's another way to go, he says. Ela shulef amim bokem b'rabim ke b'vos n'vosh shulef rabim. We understand it to mean there's a main way and there's a secondary way. That's how I would read this ritva. However, one can argue, no, he meant it literally. It's only, if there's no maver acher, there's only one way to go. There's one way to go, then it's a problem. There's more than one way to go, it's not a problem. Now, what I'm going to show you is this is unbelievable. This is a little known and incredible source. But my mom is incredible. Where's Shulchan Aruch? Watch this. It's not believable. Not believable. Baruch HaShulchan. You know, he's always the defender of Klal Yisrael, right? Yeah, they're coming to bash them. This is not believable. But I'll show it to you. Baruch HaShulchan discusses what's a Rishus HaRabim, what's not a Rishus HaRabim. A whole discussion. Watch this. We'll start in Sif Yud Ches. Look at this. Look. The prophet, because we don't have Shishim Ribo, and so it's a Pesach works, fine. Problem is, Shishim Ribo in the city, you don't need it in a particular street. Look what he writes. Mamol Arichus, Akash Ha'erim is Pashta Barov Ari Yisrael, Harbi Meil Shana Mikoda, Rakal Smachetaze, Ukiilu Baskol Yotza Halacha Kashitazu, Loba Shamayimi. What do you mean Basco? What a Basco? You look at the Gemara. What I think Pshat is as follows. When certain Sukkim are accepted by Klal Yisrael, that's the Psak. Doesn't matter how many Sukkim say Fakert. There's a certain case like that. Klal Yisrael accepted it, Puk Chazim HaVadavar, that's what it means, Baskel. I don't think it's a Baskel, Kapshuta. V'bono la'akel lo levashli yitzaisel nirakim mishtagim. A rabbi was all that looks like a Zimashugana. Not here, but that's what it was in Europe. Shadamazen is Pasha Bechol, but Yisrael with Polskim and Hidna, Eilan and Rishus and Rabbi Akbarim and Sfuras, like Dolas Ba'olam, or Meluchash and Shemribo, Lagbarim Shalonu, Yaki Mitzvah, the Chol Balamitz was Oklah Yisrael, Samti Libi Lahamti as a Hethi, but Shabar Bessif Tzadishman, not based on the Shishim Ribo. He quotes the Gemara Zarek. Hecha ksiva also betoro. Omer Rabbi Yochanan makro veitzav Moshe veyavir kol b'machn ish isha. Kol amlovi. Moshe hechan haya. B'machn leviya. Hu machn leviya ish yisrael avoy. Why? Sheke hayu akol mitzuyin etzav Moshe Rabbeinu Rashi. And he said, don't carry shiram the me'olechem. Ish yisrael mencha. Why do you mention machn leviya? Come back to Yisrael, just around him. Give him a par sauce. Yud beis nil. V'sud l'chol adgol, mimin, mismol. Look at the Torah. And it was all square. It's all one big l'shus around. What did Machmul Leviyah for? Tremendous kash. L'chay nira. Inri shus around u'kenu. Ein lios ba'ir. Rak v'shus around. Echol l'shnei tzadei ha'ir b'zruch ha'marif. Has to be only one way in and out. What's going on? I think the Ritzvah said it. But he didn't have a Ritzvah. He said it on his own. One way in and out. That's it. Kishmo Kenu. Sha'amokam hu rishus shekol ha-rabim ha-shochnim ve'amokam ponim l'sham. V'lo l'amokam machas. An exclusive. Kimo etzlam. Shekol orim ha-yu asriyim mevuas mevuas v'tocham mevuas yuhabi chatzeim v'chol ha-chatzeim ha-habi batim. V'mevuas gedurim begimel ruchas. Ach, we am so here, it's a strategy of dollars, come of us, psuchos la. Fulas mishnet stalem, chamish tzor lele bechlir acheres bechrech shi yosu derech ha-strategy azu. Umoko machalo hoyalo, kemuva. Also platch as well. But, if it's befoolish in all sides, umisha dar brachob zay yetzal lir acheres derech ha-chob zu, and then won't go to the main street. Mishdar brachob acheres zay derech ha-chob shalom, ha-chobos, and Cain, Ein mokom shiikori ala v'shus saranim, eish ein shom mokom shakulim v'skapitim shom. Pile ploim mamish. It's more than one way out of town, it's not v'shus saranim. I think the source is the Ritva. Even though you didn't quote it. Yeah.
Doesn't the Ritva say Shasivari, but he does say Shasivari. Could be. It's only one way in and out, north, south, east, and west.
I don't think you would pass the rules in the other direction.
But then not everyone's going to be on one street. If there's two roads, if they're perpendicular roads, then you're going
to... Whoever wants to go on east goes that way, west that way, north that way, south that way. So they're all going to be on those two streets. I don't think it's going
to
be a contradiction.
I thought the Rav Shulchan's not saying everyone has to be on one street. There are going to be two streets.
No, but one street to go out north, south, one street to go out east, west. I don't think it'll be a contradiction. Again, maybe it is. I'm just bringing this Aruch HaShulchan is such a pili plum de gazach. It's unbelievable. But that's what he says. Oh. But now, Rabbi Osai, just wanted to show this more. The mid was different. So it's Leinu. Ein al mavuos v'chovos mefulosh v'chol yir v'harbe v'chovos el yotzim v'yichutz yider chov zeh v'chov zeh. Ein kan tzvay shpul v'chovos v'sim shom. Nintze ein kan shus arav at all. We don't have it at all. We don't have it at all. Finish. Shalom. Amazing. Aruch HaShulchan. No one knows, but this is a hidden secret. The pasta, but that's what he says. But I wanted to show you, Rabbi Osai, one more Gemara. You don't think the base of Ephraim, you know, is such a shver pshat in the riff. It is a bit of a dachuk in the riff. And according to the Mishnah Sagam, even the bigger dachuk, that was the Tarakti. But look at the Gemara in Chesam and Aleph. Again, the bottom of Chesam and Aleph. It quotes the same price that we had over here on Daf Chod Bezim and Beis, Tosef and Taras. Or Mishnah and Taras, actually. Chotzer sharamim nechnasim la bezu v'yosin la bezu shuzram metumah shtiyach l'shabbos. Wait a second. Who said this? Who said it? Forgot? God. Take the same brisa, chav beis and beis. You'll see klar who said it. Quote the same brisa. Okay, gentlemen, it's the end of the narrow lines. Mani. Ilema rabbonon. Nah, pshita. Ela rabbi Yehuda hi. What's not wrong? Well, rabbonon. Shusa rabbin the tumma is trichalei. So it's going quant the rabbonon. The quant the Yehuda doesn't go. So it appeared in the Gemara. Now, if you held like Rabbi Yehuda, would you quote this brisa? It's a trap question. If you were a Pesach, Pesach Rabbi Yehuda, would you quote this brisa, yes or no? I'm asking a simple, straightforward question. Would you quote this brisa if you held like Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
Well, guess what? The Rif quoted it. That's the base of Ephraim's raya. And the Shita has to go through hoops to get out of this raya. The Rif, in fact, quoted this brisa. It's, let's see, where do you find this? Gentlemen. It's page Dalet, I believe. Is it here? Here it is. Page Dalet was page Beis Amin Aleph, no print. Chotze mut, what is it? The Tanya, Chotze Shiram, Nefnas and Mezu, Yotze Mezu, Shusayachal the Shabbos, Shusayachal the Tum. Klar! That's a basic Ephraim Shtark Araya. Shtark has to get out of it. You look it up, you'll see. He's also on the ropes. Not so posh, we don't know what the riff really held. I didn't say the Doch in the Odeb Shop, but it's also not so posh. Now, it's also important to understand that we saw yesterday in Shir, Tosis and Chavez and Beis, El Rabbi Yehuda, what they say? Al Karachach Benifritza Midalad Ruchas. Yeah, but how wide is the Pirza? So the next verse is Toshma, Gimel Tvachim. We've had a whole talk about the Tosis and Rosh yesterday that he says if the bar goes from end to end, it doesn't make a difference. Only the Gimel Tvachim. The Gimel Tvachim is what kills us over there. They're going over those gimel tefachim, even though they're jumping over the bar too. So it's gimel tefachim that are killing us. Fine. Now, Tosis says this, right? According to whom? El Rabbi Yehuda. According to that, have a meaning Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there has to be this gimel tefachim. So you see, Klar, Rabbi Osai, if this is correct, you see, Klar, that Rabbim. Amavatal Mechitzis of Omen Meruba according to Rabbi Yehuda. What the Ramban do? Yes. We don't have a Ramban. There's no Ramban on this daf. But there is. There is a Ramban on this daf. It's in the Melchamas. Look at the Ramban and Melchamas takes care of this Gemara. It's page Vav and Aleph from the daf Yerif. New ones, it's. Page. Tezayin. Behold the Tanya. If you have my edition, it's Tezayin, top of column 1. You have the old edition. That's about halfway through this, the Ramban. For the Tanya, Bechotze Sharab, Nechnas, Mazu, Beotze Mazu, Shusarabim, the Shabbos, there's no such price. This is Shusayach. It's according to whom? Rabban. According to Yehuda, by inference, it's Shusarab. We saw on the side of the Bach. Two ways. Oh, she's so veres, Sholosh Mechitzes, Doraisa. It's already a precursor of the next paragraph. Right? Something like Abuda, Bechada, Rabban, Kachana. Oh, Shebokin, Boshesi, Viarev, Vipsuchal, Shusarab, Gemura, Mikado, Mikan. Uporutz meruba laomeid. Not some pirates. Porutz meruba laomeid. That's what Rabban does with this price. Porutz meruba laomeid. There's nothing to talk about. So the Rabban floating through as a Rishavish as a Rabban. But if we omeid meruba laporutz, you wouldn't say it that way. That's exactly what Rabban even called that beauty would be. Wouldn't be just a Rabban. Omeid meruba laporutz, even Rabban passing through. He does talk about it. That's how he addresses the price. or the Mishnah, whatever it's chotzer of Brisa Nafcha Beis Amid Beis. That's that what the Ramban says. Paras from Alamed, a whole story. Paras from Alamed, a different story completely. Now, Rabosai, we're just about out of time. Let's see. What haven't we done yet? One thing we certainly haven't done in the old Mahavakama sheet is the Ramba by Dlossus. That's the last piece. Have you looked at it at all? How do you know that Ramba? The Ramba is Pilde Plurim. And we shouldn't think it's an irrelevancy because we don't have Dlossus anymore nowadays. We don't have it. It's relevant. How did the Rambam Paskin in the Machlokas of Yudhra Rabbana? What are we asking? It's a before Shapir Shemeshnais. But there were those who were Dingzach. They say he changed his mind. So I'd like to start tomorrow with the issue of what we do with the Rambam. You'll see right away the Rambam story just steers the Rambam. And everyone breaks their head. I have my own shot, and I'm not sure if I've chanced it anyway before me. If it does, you'll tell me. I'm happy to give credit where credit is due. If it doesn't, you'll either tell me that I'm crazy. That the pshat is a malkum in Ichuli. At least I will start tomorrow, Shiva Hashem. And then after that, I want to start the suit of Kol Gagas. Why is it Kol Gagas? All the bridges of Manhattan. Rav Moshe's whole shiur, the whole shiur of Rav Moshe, Kufla Mates, is about the bridges of Manhattan and if they do or don't kill the Mechitz. And it's relevant to many other places besides Manhattan as well. Can I tell you about a certain place where there was, I was just talking about it. It was a panic. A fence, a bridge went right over the Mechitz and no one did anything about it. Nothing. Until we found that Baruch Hashem was such a Gamzul Toh, and it was discovered it's even better than we ever expected. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow I'm saying early. As early as 12:30, theoretically. Probably start a little bit later. Okay. Yeah. I'll take a copy of this, so I'll give you a...
I apologize, I left for a couple minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll see you again.
It's really my fault I wasn't here.